The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was kind of unsure of my outfit this morning and asked my husband, and he said, "You look homely." So let's talk about being real and being uncomfortable in something you're wearing. It's Monday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I had this sunflower shirt that I bought, and I thought it was cute. And I always look at the girls that can wear the Birkenstocks and that can wear the Crocs and have that bohemian chic look. And I've always wanted to be that girl, you know, and I'm just not.
I don't even know what the hell bohemian chic
means. Yeah, exactly.
Can you,
you know what?
If that was bohemian chic, then bohemian chic means homely.
No, it does not. It's just that there's certain girls that can, they look like they eat granola, smoke marijuana, and walk through fields. That's what they look like. You know, I think
so. You want to look like a crunchy hippie?
Yes, but they're cute.
Like if she enjoys SZA and Janae Aiko music.
She has a salt lamp
in her living room. I know.
Yeah, and they have Starbucks in their hand. Yeah. So I'm not that girl,
more
though.
Of a local shop, but anyway.
So when Automatic said that I had to take my sunflower shirt off, I put my Vanessa Guillen shirt on, and I was like, "You look great. You look like yourself. You can't try to wear something to fit in somewhere." Have you ever been uncomfortable in your clothes?
When I eat too much. I don't think guys think about clothes the way girls do. Well, no, some guys do.
You always, it's always a retrospect thing, right? Because when you put it on, you're like, "Dude, this looks, I'm about to kill him right now."
Like when I was dressed like a macaroon the other day.
I looked
like spring. I looked at myself and I thought I looked cool. And then Dan was like, "You look like a macaroon." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I kind of do look."
I got a pair of plaid pants that I love to put on. And I walked out and I was like, "Yo, what? I feel like I'm kind of ASAP Rocky a little bit." And then I walked into Walmart and I was like, "Damn, it looks like pajama pants now." I literally got pajama pants on right now, and this is not the best.
The moral of the story is, don't dress to feel like someone other than yourself. You have to feel comfortable in your clothes so you can be comfortable in your own skin. I wish I could be bohemian chic? I can't. I'm kind of chola chic. That's the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Also, you're going to swing and miss sometimes on some outfits. You're going to swing and miss, all right?
I missed. I'm selling the shirt on Shopify if you want to buy a sunflower shirt.
Somebody can make it do something.
Yeah. Somebody can pull off bohemian chic.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, y'all. Let's start with the very serious one here. It is National Peace Officers Memorial Day, which is honoring the local, state, and federal law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty. So, condolences and yes.
Salute to
I know sometimes people give cops a hard time, and of course we've had some issues.
Hard job.
But let me tell you, when something goes wrong in your neighborhood, you're calling the police. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we have something that will unite all Americans. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yes, come on, dog.
I'm here for this one.
I think
it's the greatest cookie of all time.
Yeah, it has to be. Hands down. The most consistent cookie, best cookie of all time. We also have International Day of Family. So, you know, tell your family you love them. You know what I'm saying? I love my family.
I feel like everybody in this room is my family. I love you guys.
Automatic, I love you. That was so sensitive of you.
I'm still, you know, still salting from last week. So I'm in my feels.
All right. And we have National Nylon Stocking Day. We'll wrap it up right there.
Hey, shout out to the nylon stockings the athletes wear now.
I was going
to
say, do women still wear those things?
Yeah, the pantyhose. But y'all men wear them too, right?
Oh, yeah, dry fits.
They're Nike dry fits, but they're original. Yes.
They are made out of nylon.
If that makes you feel more manly, whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just admitted on the radio that I am so uncomfortable in my own body. I'm ashamed of it. Like when I put a bathing suit on because I have so many stretch marks. And it's the first time I've said that on the radio that I'm ashamed of it, because I always want to portray myself as this strong, positive woman. And I am all of that. But I hate my stretch marks.
Everybody's got something about their body they don't like.
Yeah. And I love the Automatic that you've accepted me for who I am. You never make me feel bad about that.
I think you look great.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's what we're talking about, because body dysmorphia is on the rise. Social media, you know, everybody on there looks perfect. Everybody's photos are edited. Everybody's using filters. I recommend you don't do that. And we'll talk more about that. Plus, the woman Ashton G, who was trying to look like Kim Kardashian, she died. Seeking this fake perfection. Let's take a call first and foremost. Hi, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, my wife has four children. My wife was a gift and my children was a blessing. I'm not as small as I used to be when I was younger, and I know she's not either, but you know what? They were her battle wounds. You know what I'm saying? They were her battle scars.
Thank you very much. Four children is a lot to bring into the world. She sacrificed a lot to bring life.
She's contributing. She has the scars to prove it.
Exactly.
She has the scars to prove it. You know, that's her battle wounds. They were her battle scars. You know, I got one child. You know, they told me that she was going to die within the first 24 hours. But you know what? thanks to God, she's still here with me today.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. I'm happy for you and your wife. I'm happy she has a man who understands. I love that that man understands and loves his wife. Do you know how many times I see men writing the most terrible things about women's bodies and their appearance on social media? I mean, it is so hurtful and hateful. Some guy wrote me, and I can't believe I did this. He wrote some really hateful things on my timeline, and he sent me a message saying the same things, you know, on my DMs. And I said, just like your mama. Actually, I said, como tu ch***a madre. But I said, ooh. I want you to look your mother in the face and tell her all of that. He didn't even answer me.
I tell my mom she looks like a torta all the time, fool. What was your point, dog?
Well, he was being really hateful to me. And I felt bad after I wrote that.
It shut him up, though, right?
It shut him up. But why would I be like that? I shouldn't get down.
You lowered yourself to his level.
I lowered myself to his level. But I wonder if I made him think. Let's take another call. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Anna. I was just calling because I wanted to put some input.
Of course, Anna. Go ahead.
I have had 5 kids. My last one was emergency C-section. Mm-hmm. And my body did change a lot after I had my last one. You know, obviously, when somebody loves you, you know, they're going to love you for whatever you become, whatever you are. And you shouldn't feel that way. You know, you shouldn't have to change yourself with somebody, especially when you have... Honestly, women risk their lives to have kids.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of women have complications. I mean, I've been with my husband for 15 years. Everybody changes. You know, he don't look the same from when I first met him. I don't look the same.
And you love him. You love him no matter what.
Yes. And we've gone through ups and downs, and it doesn't change the way I feel for him.
I feel like love just conquers all. Because these two are with their partners. They love their partners no matter what. The body dysmorphia thing, I did want to talk about that. Social media has made it very difficult for young boys and especially girls to see themselves in a positive light. Remember the whistleblower when she went to Congress? And she was like, Meta's known about this for a decade and not telling us that it's so psychologically bad for our children. Now that we know that, are we limiting our kids? Mm. Are you limiting yourself?
That's the one thing you got to remind your kids is the internet's not real.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Automatic, I remember when I started using filters and you said, don't do that.
Because you're only setting yourself up to lose because you're going to look in the mirror and realize you don't really look like that.
I started using them for like a second. If you look at my videos now, they're all me. It's all me. And I remember thinking, damn, you ugly. Ugly. It's the filters.
It's also important to understand the psychological effect that comes with altering your body in order to pursue what you consider or deem perfection at the moment.
Anthony, that's what this girl Ashton G was doing. She died. She was trying to look exactly like Kim Kardashian. She became famous because of it. And recently she was receiving silicone injections from an unlicensed woman at a hotel room in San Mateo, California.
Oh.
And she died. Don't worry about this fake internet. Just stop using the filters. I get it. I get Botox. I do all of that. But don't put yourself in harm's way to seek beauty. You are beautiful. And everybody ages. And everybody's got stretch marks. And everybody's got imperfections.
And everybody's weight goes up and down.
Up and down. Well, not everybody. And for those of you who don't, good for you. But for most of us, it does. Just love yourself.
Don't do that.
Accept yourself.
Don't do that, because those people are probably dealing with their own struggles, too.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. Don't do that. Because I hate when people say, you need to eat a sandwich. How about we just stop commenting on people's looks in a negative way?
I think you look amazing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What's Your Sign is on the radio. Welcome, somebody.
What's up, buddy?
How are you doing? How are you feeling? Before we get our spiritual forecast, which we all need collectively to find out about this Mercury business, to find out how the energy is, you know, for all of us. Let's go ahead and let our listener get their reading. Go ahead, Mama. What is your sign?
Aquarius.
And what's your first name?
Bianca.
Bianca, give me your date of birth, no year, and go ahead with your question.
2-4. I'm just wondering, I guess right now, more relationship and well.
Madi, what do you see? What are you feeling for Bianca?
So when it comes to relationships, I do feel there's a lot of worry specifically with relation to that. I don't know if she's not getting fulfillment in that area of her life, but I do feel that it's going to continue on for a little longer. I'm not going to lie to her and paint a beautiful picture of what's to come. She's stuck in this cycle of being in her head a lot. And whatever she's in, whatever she's feeling, it's unfulfilling for her. I just don't see fulfillment in that area of her life as of yet. But when it comes to wealth, I do see some stability that is going to be created, because that's also something that has been lacking. right now she's going through a cycle when I tap into her energy of where she just feels like everything in her life isn't going the way she would want it to be. But the key here is to shift her energy. And I know it's hard when you are in this reality, but it really is about going within. And that's what her spirit guides really want to tell her.
I love that you said it's hard. It is difficult to change things, but you have the power to do it. Spiritual forecaster, Marty.
Give me a good one, Marty.
Gosh, what is happening this week?
Good news first, Mercury's out of retrograde.
Bye-bye,
finally.
Mercury.
I know, finally. I feel like, well, we do this 3 times a year because that's how often Mercury goes retrograde.
Yes.
But this week, Mars is actually going into a part of the sky that's a really emotional part of the sky. So for the collective in general, we're going to be tapping a lot more into our emotions.
Okay.
But part of that is maybe tapping into things that we haven't dealt with as well, which brews up a lot of feelings because Mars is the planet of action, but also a little bit of aggression energy with Mars. I do feel guidance that we're going to be able to find the right path for ourselves, but also slowing down is a big message for the collective. Slow down this week and connect more to your feelings.
Okay.
Slow down. Take a nap.
Also, you know, think twice before you speak. You know, you were saying with Mars coming around, you're going to be hot.
You said the aggressive thing.
That was the thing I got caught is the aggressive
stuff. Gotta be careful.
And especially when you're emotional and aggressive, you can say things you don't mean.
Facts. You can't take them words back. Well, Marty, as usual, thank you. I'm just glad that you're here to tell us Mercury is no longer in retrograde. Now, everybody listening, if you would like a reading with Marty, you have to follow her. You can actually do a one-on-one. Go to @IllisDivinity, or you could call the radio station the old-fashioned way. Hit those lines right now or send me a voice message to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Marty, we love you. As usual, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. Talk to you next Monday, mujer. Thank you. Woo!
Yes, love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake wants to sell all of us socks for $415.
What?
Let me break this story down and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket, Anthony. Hey, famous people's birthdays.
We got Smoke Purp celebrating his birthday. Right. The old running back Emmitt Smith celebrating birthday as well, too. Chase Hudson and Owen Holt, TikTok stars, celebrating their birthday.
Better put some respect on Emmitt Smith's name. Even though I'm not a fan of the Cowboys, I was always a fan of Emmitt Smith.
Cowboys Nation. All right, let's talk about Bad Bunny and Adidas. They're collaborating once again, this time on a shoe dedicated to the Puerto Rican basketball team. And I like the shoe. I was wondering, because Automatic was like, it's a pretty dope shoe. I went and looked. It is nice. It's cool, but
I mean... He's gotten 1,000 so far. I like the shoes that Bad Bunny's put out.
Man, I love his diversity and the way he's opening up his portfolio, if you say. Because what he did with WWE, taking Backlash over there, one of the greatest matches ever. A lot of people.
It was exciting, really good, Anthony. So there's rumors that Adidas want to use him to style new shoes like Kanye did.
No, Kanye was designing. Kanye went to.
Well, that's what I meant.
He went to work for Louis Vuitton.
Designing.
He really put his time in before he started Yeezy.
He did a year for free at the Gap.
Yeah, exactly.
Internship. So
there's a difference between that and what Bad Bunny's doing.
But I like the shoes, though. All right, now we're going to talk about another Latino. How about Latinas, rather? Shakira. She was rumored last week to be dating Tom Cruise. Total lie. She's actually hanging out with Formula One champ Lewis Hamilton. They were cruising the Caribbean in his big old yacht.
He's one of the biggest, most well-paid athletes in the world.
Yeah, he's definitely, I don't know much about Formula One, but he's definitely a generational talent when it comes to this.
They look cute together, and she looked pretty happy, too. Of course, she's on a big yacht. Why wouldn't she be? Go to Dana Cortez's Instagram and check the photos. And then finally, Drake purchased Air Drake 2 years ago for $185 million. That's his private jet. Ooh. It is so amazing. There's 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. And anyway, he's celebrating its birthday by releasing a luxury loungewear line at elderstatesman.com. Cashmere socks, $415. Blackout eye mask, $995. Robe, $4,100. It just goes on and on with his upscale loungewear that, I mean, that's for the rich and famous.
I don't know, dog. I know a yard sale when I see one. And I get you're saying he's celebrating it, but it sounds like he needs us to help pitch in on this. Bro, if I buy $450 socks, you better put me on an airplane, Drake.
I need a ride.
This ain't Frontier, Anthony. You're not getting on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my favorite fast food joints has hamburgers for 1 penny.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you where you can pick up a burger for 1 penny. Red scent right now inside food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
We're the Dana Cortez Show, and this is a public service announcement. Oral sex is one of the leading causes of throat cancer in the U.S.
Oh.
A study conducted by the Institute of Cancer and Genomic Sciences said the rapid increase is attributed to HPV and other STDs, not getting checked up, lack of safe sex, and those who've had more than six oral sex partners. Should get a checkup stat. You're not having safe sex anymore?
Let's unpack this because you're just sucking all the fun out of it.
Safe sex is important. You've got to talk to your kids about it. You better talk to each other about it. They don't talk about condoms. Nobody has conversations about rubbers anymore in school and stuff.
I don't know.
Most people don't use condoms when they...
What are you talking about, automatic?
When
most
they're
people?
Doing the safe sex.
Yeah, not
when they're doing
time,
that kind of sex, they're not doing it.
Well, you better.
Well, no, you should.
Well, here's what you should do is find out your partner's history before anything goes down, so that way you don't have to use those.
Here's something. You know what's fun?
You can't freaking.
Here's something fun. grab your man. Grab your man. You guys take a date to the free clinic and get tested.
God bless.
All
that'll be romantic.
Yeah, exactly. Better than getting some throat cancer. All right, so now we've got burgers for one penny. Automatic food news.
Wendy's is celebrating Hamburger Month, and we all get to benefit from it because now you get a junior bacon cheeseburger for a penny when you make any purchase. You get a small fry, you get a junior bacon cheeseburger for a penny. Any purchase.
Do I have to buy on the app? Is there a catch?
Starts May 26th. That's the catch.
Let's go.
On the app, though, if you buy a burger, you get another burger for a dollar.
Shout out to all the homies who remember when the junior bacon was on the dollar menu at Wendy's. That was like the original thing that held it down. Oof, that got me through some dark phases in my life.
I was going to say, that with the Frosty? Amazing.
Yeah, dude.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, we will go ahead and kick it off with National Nylon Stocking Day.
Hey, shout out to the pantyhose and the nylon stockings the men's wear.
Yeah. Dry fit.
There it is.
Okay.
That's what we call them. Okay. We don't call them nylon.
Find a loved one and tell them you love them. It's International Family Day, everybody.
What's good?
I got to call my brother. All right. And we'll go ahead and shout out National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Hello.
I'm just letting my husband take that in. DJ Automatic loves chocolate chip for cookies.
If I'm going to talk about commercial chocolate chip, Miss Fields, maybe.
Subway.
Subway does a good chocolate chip cookie.
Subway does an amazing chocolate chip.
And also, so does Whataburger and McDonald's, too.
They do. You're right, Anthony. You're right.
And if you've noticed today, flags might be flying at half staff. That is because it is National Peace Officer Memorial Day, which is honoring state, local, and federal law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty.
I have to shout out one of my favorite peace officers. He's been on the show. We need a police or someone in that particular line of work to come on and be an expert. Hulk Fit AZ 2021 on Instagram. Man. Thank you so much for all you do. And for all the officers out there, when we are in trouble, we call 911.
For sure. I want to take a moment to shout out my homie Damien Lujan, Officer Lujan, and my dog, my homie Earl Simmons, a cop, my cousin Ryan. And damn, I don't even know my cousin's last name. I know it's different than mine.
But
Ryan Collier, Officer Ryan Collier. I love you, bro.
Shout out my boy Chris.
He's a cop
in Chicago. It's interesting.
And my homie Nikki. I love you too.
All the officers out there doing the work. Thank you. We love you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier on the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about weight gain and self-esteem and how that can impact a person's mental health. All right. Nobody likes it when they gain unwanted pounds, but we don't need your side comments either. So we're going to tell you what not to say when someone gains weight. That's what we do, dude.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, during our Fat Club segment, which we air every Monday, we try to get healthy and make steps towards living a healthier lifestyle. Dana Cortez was talking about, what is it called, DJ Automatic?
Body dysmorphia.
Which is?
Is when somebody
thinks they look bad, like has a negative view of themselves,
right? Somebody has a severely flawed view of themselves.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
They're
that's
always checking good, their body. Dude. They're like, I'm too fat. I'm too fat. I can't lose weight.
That's not good at all, dude. And the only thing worse than you telling yourself that, which we all do, is when somebody unsolicited sends you, that's not even a word, unsolicited sends you a comment about your weight gain. I told you guys about my friend Amir, and he constantly tells me, damn, Ant, you look healthier than the last time I saw you, which that's not the worst one you could say, but there's a few things you don't ever want to say, all right?
Give them to me.
Number one, you don't want to tell somebody, you don't want to ask them, have you put on weight?
Oh.
Of course they know that.
No, they don't always know
no,
that.
No, they do. They have mirrors, bro. We have mirrors and clothes and everything.
I can't ever tell when I've gained weight.
Well, don't ask the person.
I look at myself every day.
That's
and I
okay.
Can't tell.
Asking a guy if he's gaining weight is the same same as asking a woman, like, are you pregnant? You don't do that, dude. You don't do that, all right? Another thing you don't want to do is one of these, like, oh, it's easy to gain weight this time of year, don't you think? Dang. That's a backhanded.
That one hurts.
That one's a backhanded compliment, dog. Especially if it's, like, in the middle of pool season or something. You're like, what, bro? And then, also, you don't want to bring up health issues. Did you know that gaining weight can lead to heart failure? Come on, bro. You don't want to get into that. Oh, man, Dana Cortez is about to walk into the studio right now, dude. We're talking about things you should not say to people when they gain weight.
And it's pretty much everything you tell me.
Oh, and you didn't tell me on the beach that I needed to stop eating cheesecake?
Oh, man.
That's another thing you don't say.
Yeah, dude. All right. So here's what you should tell a person when they gain weight. Absolutely nothing.
How about that?
Absolutely nothing. They know what's going on there. All right? Let them be with themselves and let them handle that their own way. If you really do think it's a concern for their health, well, please address it and make sure you're backing it up with factual evidence, not just your opinion, Mom.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.